The following audio may contain the personal testimonials of some OPTAVIA coaches or clients of OPTAVIA. The results relayed in these messages are based on the unique experiences of the participants, and we cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. While you may be inspired by these accounts, please note that any stories of success have not been verified, and your individual path to optimal health will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you consult with a healthcare provider before starting a weight loss program. Yours in health, the OPTAVIA team.
And I'm joined by Dr. Cheryl Childs. We are both certified OPTAVIA coaches and thrilled to be here with you tonight. This call is for all our current and potential OPTAVIA clients, coaches, and health professionals, and it'll last for 30 minutes. It's designed to be interactive. We want you to ask questions, and we want to help you with your answers. Keep in mind that we'll do our best to answer your questions, and we also encourage you to contact your personal healthcare provider, as they are an important part of your transformation and your personal health journey, certainly if you're taking medications or have any special medical considerations. I'd love to begin by hearing from you, some of you that are on the line. Share a little bit with us about your success so far, then we'll share with you a quick health tip for the week, and then we'll get right into the Q&A. So let's get started. All the lines are muted. So if you'd like to say hello and share with us your name, where you're from, what your success on the program has been, you can do that by hitting *6 on your phone to mute, to unmute, and then hit it again to remute it when you're done. So who's here with us tonight?
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, this is Chad Bruff. I'm from Charleston, West Virginia.
Hi, Chad.
I have been on.
What's your success been so far?
I've been on program now for about 3 months. I became a client and a coach at the same time. I've lost 63
Whoa.
Plus pounds, and that's on a truck driver lifestyle.
Congratulations. Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Awesome. Okay, who else do we have out there? Hello? Anybody else out there? I'll pitch in. I lost 40 pounds over 6 years ago. I actually started my journey in June of 2011, which is way crazy, and I've thankfully been pretty healthy ever since. Anybody else out there? Hit *6 so we can hear from you.
Hey, this is Anne Marie. This is Anne Marie, and I am calling in from Mississippi. Can you hear me?
Yes, perfectly. What's your success been?
I lost 40 pounds about 2.5 years ago and became a coach about 2 years ago and have maintained ever since. And
love
the program, and I love calling in whenever I can because I always just learn something. And hopefully I'm going to have a client get on in a little bit, and I'm going to introduce her.
Beautiful. Thanks for joining us, Anne Marie, and I look forward to hearing from her. Anybody else out there?
Yes, this is Jay in Oklahoma.
Hey, Jay.
I've started on program December 19th. Down 88 pounds and started coaching, and just been a great life-saving event for me.
Wow. 88 pounds is like, that's like a whole, almost a person, right?
Yeah, third grader.
Oh, you checked. Okay, I'm going to remember that one.
Yeah, you got to be quick. You got to be quick.
Well,
That's
thanks
great.
For sharing with us, and thanks for joining us. Okay, anyone else out there? Or I'm going to turn it over to Dr. Childs. Third grader.
Anybody lost a second grader?
I love it. Anyone else? *6, and when you're done speaking, hit *6 again.
Hi, this is Carla. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Hi. Hi.
Hi there. I started the program back in 2013, and I ended up losing 135 pounds, and I've been able to maintain it ever since. So I think I've got a seventh grader.
You got a full-grown adult, woman.
Yeah, I do, actually. That's more than I am now.
Oh, goodness sakes. Well, that makes me feel maybe a little better.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Well, congratulations. That is just great. All right. And if anybody else, we're also going to get started.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Sorry, this is Stephanie. This is my second day on the program.
Oh, baby, congratulations for joining us. I love it. Thank you. All right, everybody can star six and we'll get started. Get your questions ready and we'll get to them shortly. Dr. Child, take it away.
Okay. So, you know, every month is a different theme the government puts out. And since we didn't have a call, the first Wednesday of July was Independence Day. This is the first call of July, so I'm calling dibs on the theme of the month, which it turns out the U.S. government says that it's a month of safety. Well, you could go a lot of ways with that. But I discovered that the Wellness Council of America is also named July UV Safety Month. And I thought that's a pretty important topic when it comes to being healthy and optimal health. And I know a couple of weeks ago, Dr. Joe talked a little about, skin cancer and sunlight and so forth. But I kind of wanted to do a little bit of a deeper dive on it because there's some interesting things that maybe a few pieces of information that might be new to people. Of course, everybody knows that you get vitamin D from the sun, but you really, what they've shown is you really only need about 20 minutes exposure of just your hands and face to get all of the vitamin D that you need. And of course, there's vitamin D in food, different foods and whatnot. So you can get vitamin D in a number of ways. So many, many people get too much sunlight, and I just moved to Florida, so I'm kind of acutely aware of this right now, as a matter of fact. And again, most people understand that the ultraviolet radiation is damaging to the skin, but a lot of people, turns out, apparently are not aware that it's also damaging to the eyes. And so I kind of want to talk about that in a minute as well. UV radiation's effects are cumulative, which means that it's really important for children to be protected, and that's the parents' responsibility, obviously, but getting those habits down early is really, really important. Every sunburn you get increases your risk for skin cancer for the rest of your life. So most skin cancers are, of course, have radiation, UV radiation, as a major risk factor. UV radiation also can affect the eyes as well as, and B, UVA and B are the two different main kinds, and UVB can actually affect DNA directly. So two of the most common things that UV radiation can cause in the eyes are cataracts, which if you know anything about UV radiation and eye effects, you may know that. And macular degeneration, actually, it has sunlight, UV radiation, as a risk factor. It does damage to the retina and can be a factor in causing age-related macular degeneration. And that is, macular degeneration is the leading cause of age-related blindness. So it's nothing to be taken lightly. Macular degeneration can also be prevented through diet and other things that we all talk about all the time. But here are a few more tidbits about UV radiation you may not know. Well, first of all, it's obviously strongest between 10 and 4, and much more higher UV effects at the lower latitudes as you get closer to the equator, obviously. dark skin people can, they generally get less skin cancer through radiation than light skin people, but they still can get the eye effects the same, they at the same rates, the cataracts, the macular degeneration, even immune suppression of all things. Windows will still, even they block a lot, but they will still let in some UVA radiation, and you can still get some skin damage through windows. So if you drive across country a lot or something, that's something to be aware of. You may want to put some sunscreen on even when you're driving with the windows up. A lot of people might not think to do that. So prevention, obviously, you know, wearing clothes outside is helpful, but avoid tanning beds. I don't like tanning beds for that reason. It's sort of like, why, you know? Quality sunglasses are important, and preferably the wraparound kind. And you want to look for where they say 100% blockage of UVA and B, and they may have and hopefully do have something called an ANSI level. I don't know what this stands for. ANSI on the label. You want to look for that. And then that's pretty much all my tips on UV, Marianne, but I have one last thing, as if things couldn't get worse. recently in a couple of different places, Hawaii has just banned certain sunscreens that have certain ingredients because it's killing the damaging the coral reefs, of all things. So it's important to look at the label when you're buying sunscreens. They have banned sunscreens that have oxybenzone, which is bad for the reefs, and it also is a hormone disruptor for various fish, and perhaps, I don't know, humans, if it is or not, and actinoxate, I'm not sure how to pronounce that, O-C-T-I-N-O-X-A-T-E. They've banned all sunscreens with those two ingredients, and it's pretty confusing if you start looking into it, but in general, you're better off if you can find a sunscreen that is that uses zinc oxide or titanium oxide. That kind of leaves that chalky, a little bit of a white paste, and you usually need to use more than you think. You usually need a lot. So they say, you know, just wear that white paste as a badge of honor, because you're not destroying the reefs, and you're preventing all kinds of terrible things from the ultraviolet radiation. So that's what I got.
Thank you. That was amazing. Something that I think of every year, because I always buy a lot of things that I need often, is check your expiration dates on your sunscreens.
All right.
It's not one of those things that has a long expiration date. In fact, this year, I think I threw out 4 big bottles, because I have one in my son's bag, one in the bathroom, one in the car, one in
yeah.
his bag. So
wow.
Check your expiration dates, either buy them smaller or just buy less of them. So, but use it a lot. So that's,
yeah.
So thank you for that. Yeah, a little scary. So who's got questions? One at a time, if you can. *6, and then when you're done, if you can *6 again, that would be great. Who's out there?
Hi, I'm Miriam. It's Cindy. I have a question.
Hi, Cindy.
About a... Hi, how are you?
Good.
Good. Okay, great call so far. Great information. So thanks for that. I have a client who actually became a client without being aware that when she's on lithium, she was supposed to get her blood checked more frequently when she started out. I did not know her when she started her program. And when I did a health assessment with her, I discovered she was on lithium, and she isn't comfortable about having blood tests every week because she had gone off the program and now was starting again. I had her check with her doctor. Her doctor did a blood level at that point, and her lithium level was very low. And she got very nervous. And I wanted to check to see if she had the option to do a 3-3 rather than a 5-1, because she's available in her head. She's okay with that. If she would then not be at risk that the lithium would go too low and she could do the plan doing a 3-3 instead of 5-1.
Miriam, do you want to take that?
So no, I actually don't think I want to take it. I'll leave it to you. Cindy and I spoke about it earlier. So so go for it.
Well, sure,
you
she
know,
can
I,
do go ahead.
I know that it's going to be less of an impact because it's going to be less of a diuretic effect. It's a higher sodium issue if you're on more regular food, but I'd love to hear your thoughts.
Yeah, I've actually never worked with anybody who's been on lithium. I know it used to be a total contraindication, and now it's not. You just need to keep your sodium levels consistent. So, you know, it is – people do the program when they do – if they're willing to do that. You might – I mean, it depends on how motivated is she. Does she really want to lose a lot of weight fast, or is she not – does how much weight does she have to lose?
You know, let me have my notes right in front of me. I don't think she has that much. I think she's looking to lose, let's say, 30.
Okay.
And she, you know, she was, I was giving her some options of the 3 and 3, and she seemed to be okay with it,
mm-hmm.
especially if we were coming up with things that were easy for her to do as the food options for the 3.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She could do a 4, 2, and 1 as well and lose weight faster.
Okay.
And, you know,
and the 4, 2, and 1 would also be okay for her without having to take the blood test because that, I mean, I would love to see her do 4, 2, and 1.
As far as I know, and again, I haven't worked with anybody on, I can't believe it, in 11 years that's not come up for me. But, you know, I do know that, you know, they have to eat they have to watch their caffeine as well. You have to keep your caffeine level consistent. Don't drink more or less from day to day. But same thing with the sodium. And the thing about the program, no matter what program they're on, if it's a very consistent, you know, level,
right.
And they can maybe check their lithium one time, that should be fine. But, you know, 4, 2, and 1 will go faster for her. But if she's not in a big hurry, if she did 3 and 3 is not designed to be a weight loss program, however. So I would probably suggest the 4, 2, and 1. You can find that on the website, of course. And
right.
And see if she couldn't get her, you know, lithium level checked at least once while she's on plan. I would recommend that.
Yes.
And then check with nutrition support. You know, they hear it all. They've got
more.
They, you know, they may have even more things to advise, but that's all I can think of.
Okay, thank you very much. That's helpful.
All right, good luck.
Thank you.
All right, anybody else? And thanks, Cindy. Anybody else have any questions?
Hey, this is Anne Marie from Mississippi.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Hey, yeah. Well,
go ahead, Anne Marie.
I just want to say that the sunscreen and the expiration thing, that is a very, very real thing because I never paid attention to expirations ever. And me and one of my children got fried one summer, even though we had slathered sunscreen on it, and it was expired. And so, boy, I'm a believer now. I mean, I wouldn't have believed it if I had not experienced it myself. So I'll eat old food out of the refrigerator, but boy, I'm going to throw that sunscreen away.
I'm with you.
Well, okay.
Yeah, don't eat anything with green on it, though.
No. Well, you can't scrape it off, but anyway, that's another story. No, I wanted to introduce my client, Rhonda, who, you know, Rhonda's here in Mississippi with me, and she is attempting to do the 5-in-1, and she did it a year or so ago successfully and lost some weight and then regained a little bit of it and decided to hop back on the 5-in-1. And she's having a lot of issues with blood sugar and being hungry. And so Rhonda's on the call, and so I wanted her to see if she could get some advice from y'all or maybe a little insight as to why it might be happening. So, Rhonda, if you're there, can you *6 and unmute and tell them what kind of issues you're having?
I don't know if I'm on or not.
Yes, you are.
Am
Hi,
on?
Rhonda. Go for it.
Hey there. I don't know if Anne Marie had told you. I was on the program. I was one of those slow starters. I guess it's because me and the fat had been such good friends forever that it didn't want to part ways. But after the 5-1, I did really great. I lost 31 pounds. I'm a little short woman. So it was really difficult pulling that weight off, but it's the only thing that's worked in years. So I guess through the holidays, it's just like, oh, yeah, we're, you know, rocking these little size 10 clothes, you know, yay, me. And then so through the holidays and through the first of the year and traveling and vacation and everything and working long hours, I do real estate, so we have been very busy. I have found a few of my friends, you know, like 12 or 15 pounds of my friends. And so I decided to go back onto the program. And then my husband and I decided, look, let's just go ahead and do the coach thing. So we're excited about that. So we placed an order and I started back on it. And I guess I wasn't exactly perfect on the 5-1, but I did notice some blood sugar level things. So I ran out of supplements, and I tried to do the makeshift 5-1. Like, well, that looks like it'll be about the same amount of protein or calories or carbs. So now I've experienced, I will eat. This is what's happening. I will check my blood sugar. I have a monitor. I don't have diabetes, but we had diabetes in our family, so I've always kept a monitor. I would check my blood sugar in the morning. It's within the normal range. I would eat my breakfast. And then in 30 minutes, sometimes hour, sometimes an hour and a half, and I would drop. I would be like hungry, not just maybe I need a little snack, but I'm talking hungry.
Okay. Is that the question? Rhonda?
Okay.
Oh.
Okay. I've
Are
got
you there?
It unmuted now. Yes.
Okay.
So,
whoops. We lost your last after you when you 30 minutes after you feel like your sugar drops and you're very hungry. Is that?
Yeah. Sometimes it's 30 minutes.
Okay.
Sometimes it might be an hour, maybe an hour and a half. But shortly after I eat, I feel hungry. So I've been monitoring it for the past few days, and I am not. And I let Emery know I am not specifically exactly on the 5-1 right now. And with my blood sugar dropping like that, it's kind of made me nervous.
Could I ask you a question, Rhonda? Are you on any medications for diabetes?
I'm on no medications whatsoever.
Cool as that. Congratulations. So I may have missed something, although I think I'm actually taking notes because I don't want to miss anything. So you were on the 5-1 when you were on the regular, and I don't like to use the word perfect. So here's a tidbit. I prefer the word precise. Precision feels like a neater, cleaner, something that we strive for. Perfect is something we want to kind of let. So when you were precise on the 5-1, how did you feel then?
In the beginning, the first mm-hmm. week was kind of, it was a little testy with that. And, you know, you would notice you were so happy when it was snack time. You were really happy because you got to eat, so you would feel better. But after I kind of got over that hurdle and started losing, I was okay. And as long as I was precise and I ate on schedule what I was supposed to have, I was good. If I ate later,
right.
That was not good. I would really
Correct.
Drop.
That's good. Okay. And then when did it change? When you stopped using the fueling? When you started, do you remember? Was that the turning point?
Well, I'd like through the holidays, I'd kind of like eased up on them. And then we were going to start again, you know, like a month ago. And so we started on the program, but we were not precise. So we were not precise. And I just kind of like, I guess I was doing like more of a 3-3 or something like that. Or it's like, oh, well, okay, we're not going to be home in time, so we'll go out to eat. And so you made healthy choices, but you didn't stay precise for the 5-1.
Right.
And that's when I
Do you
started
still have
posting.
A weight loss goal?
I would like to lose it out because, like I said, I found a few pounds. I would like to at least lose 12 pounds. Yeah.
How many?
12. Just 12.
Um, So have you spoken to anybody in our nutrition team, and have they suggested maybe something different than the 5-in-1 for you, slightly different?
I called the nutrition support today. Anne-Marie had suggested that I call them just to see what, you know, information they could give me. I've been doing a lot of research, and she told me that it didn't sound like I was getting enough calories to kind of hold me, and she suggested the 4-2-1, which I've never done before. I don't even...
Well, it's cool. Yeah. That's what I was going to say. So it's a great option for you. Sometimes the closer we get to our healthy BMI, and this is a good thing, this is your body protecting you, you need more food to burn so that you can burn. Think of it as adding logs to the fire rather than less. So you may, in fact, do better with a little higher amount of food.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for listening to me and giving me some input, because, you know, I told Anne-Marie, I said, you know, this is kind of making me a little bit nervous, you know, because I didn't want to, I'm not on medication, and I, you know, I just want to be healthy, but I don't want 12 extra pounds either.
Well, it's totally up to you. You can do it one way or another.
All right. Thank you.
All right, cool. Thank you, and I want to thank everybody who participated tonight. Remember, you can subscribe to all our support calls via iTunes podcast, and or you can hear some of the prior week's recordings of these calls right on your health coach's co-branded site. The playback of tonight's call will be available within about 48 hours, and if you have any questions between support calls, first connect with your health coach, and for additional help, you can email nutritionsupport@optavia.com. Again, your healthcare provider is also there to help you. Remember, these calls happen every week on Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific, and our Habits of Health webinar begins right now. You definitely want to catch that one. So to access this webinar, simply access Zoom, Z-O-O-M, by logging in on the website zoom.us. Zoom.us on your computer, or download the free Zoom app to your iPhone or iPad. Click join a meeting and then enter the meeting ID 113-312-513. So I'm going to repeat, you can log in by clicking on Zoom.us on your computer or on the free Zoom app, and the meeting ID is 113-312-513. And congratulations, everyone, on investing some time in your health. We're happy you joined us. Have a great night. Take care. Thanks, Dr. Childs.
Thank you. Good night.
Night.
This audio may have contained the personal testimonials of some OptaVia coaches or clients of OptaVia. The results relayed in these messages are based on the unique experiences of the participants, and we cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. While you may be inspired by these accounts, please note that any stories of success have not been verified, and your individual path to optimal health will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you consult with a healthcare provider before starting a weight loss program. Yours in health, the OptaVia team.